Now, here in the U.S., we can't imagine a football or basketball game without cheerleaders on the sidelines. But people in India are not used to such things. Now, American-style cheerleaders are doing their thing at cricket matches in India. And some Indians are outraged, as Tinku Ray reports from Delhi.
India's new cricket league seems made for television. And by bringing in American-style cheerleaders, it's guaranteed itself plenty of TV coverage.
They are being called cricket item numbers. But now these cheerleaders, specially flown in from Washington, are stirring a moral debate.
For several days now, local news channels have been running the story. India's new cricket league seems made for television. And by bringing in American-style cheerleaders, it's guaranteed itself plenty of TV coverage.
They are being called cricket item numbers. But now these cheerleaders, specially flown in from Washington, are stirring a moral debate.
For several days now, local news channels have been running the story of how the cheerleaders have stirred a hornet's nest in India.
I feel an aesthetic distaste for it. I think it's demeaning to women. And I think it distracts from the game of cricket.
Ramachandra Guha is a historian in India, and his criticisms have been echoed by others. Some politicians declare themselves scandalized. They're calling for cheerleaders to be fully clothed and to dance less provocatively or be banned by the state. It all began when the Royal Challengers of Bangalore imported cheerleaders from the Washington Redskins football team. Now all the teams in the new cricket league have them. They don't look different from cheerleaders in the US. Plenty of bare midriff, miniskirts or short shorts. Their main job is to fill the time between action on the cricket pitch. Fans seem to love them. Advertiser Alik Padamsi says you can see the same sort of dancing everywhere on Indian media.
Item numbers on television or item numbers in Bollywood films, hey, they wear much less. Every time the politicians get hold of a slight bit of sex, they sort of slaver at the mouth and you say, let's ban this, let's ban that.
The Indian Premier League has brought a whole new style of cricket to India. It's a shortened version of traditional cricket, some would say an Americanized version. Sponsors like liquor companies have pumped millions of dollars into the game. Celebrities own teams and the entertainment is in your face. It's all very different from the sedate image of the gentleman's game that would go on for 5 days and end in a draw. But it's obvious from the huge popularity that this is exactly what India's youth are looking for today. For The World, I'm Tinku Ray in Delhi.